Okay, cool. Thanks. See, you got off on that one easy there, Benny.
I ain't want to incriminate my guy, man.
Oh, please.
Thank you.
Benny knows as soon as he gets in the room with me, he's being incriminated at any time. All right, Tide 937, Hartford's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Benny the Butcher is here, smoking a blunt and sitting in his recording studio on Zoom.
The Butcher coming.
Yes, sir. What's up, my guy? How you been?
DJ Meechie, what's happening?
Cool, man. How you doing in this quarantine, man? I see you locked up in the studio.
Man, that's it. I'm locked up in a studio with good marijuana, good beats. I'm doing a verse for my boy Lloyd Banks, about to send him this verse back. So I'm just working, trying to stay busy.
Really? Lloyd Banks is creating music?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Word.
That's exciting.
Yeah, yeah. I know a lot of people have been waiting for him to come back, especially the climate it is now. It's more hip-hop around. So people are like, yo, this your lane. Where you at? And every time I post shit, they're like, yo, you should work with Banks. So we making that happen.
I think that would be really interesting to hear you two lyrically on a record together.
Oh, it's going to be phenomenal when I finish.
So wait, hold on. But the way you just described music, you said that hip-hop is what? What is hip-hop doing?
It's more relevant right now.
What does that mean? You know, I don't know what that means.
It means that a guy like Benny the Butcher could live. And I mean, a guy like Benny the Butcher is getting like offered multi-million dollar deals when I don't do dance music. I'm 35 years old. I don't do hippity hoppity shit. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm rapping about bars. I'm rapping over Derringer Alchemist beats. It's the climate is like hip hoppers. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. Yeah. That's what we need, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because honestly, Benny, I'm a little tired of trap music. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, me too. So that's what we hear.
Oh, Benny's just going out.
You going in and out, bro.
Yeah, you're going in. You're frozen. In fact, you're frozen.
You hear me?
You're frozen right now with your eyes closed. You look like, I don't know, something's going on that I probably shouldn't be experiencing with you. Oh, there you go. Maybe your Wi-Fi might be a little funky, or I don't know. Maybe
it might be a little.
It could be too many people around you using the Wi-Fi all at once.
I don't know what the hell is going on.
No, because I had to tell my kids a couple times, stop using the Wi-Fi when I'm trying to get stuff done.
Oh, yeah, it probably is these dudes behind me logged on to Pornhub and shit like that.
I love Pornhub.
Try it. Yo, when everybody tell me Pornhub, try this. Try GhettoTube. Yes.
I've never tried GhettoTube.
GhettoTube, thank me later.
Really?
GhettoTube.
What am I going to see on there?
Yo, you're going to see like a ghetto Pornhub. You know what I mean? Like, you know?
Okay. All right.
It'd be like sexy girl pleases three guys in a trap.
Wow.
Okay.
I just always hate the men in those porns though, because they always, first of all, have like a mask on or glasses. Some of them are just way like they're not appealing.
That's what I'm trying to say. Come on, sweetie. Nah, they definitely gonna have do-rags and shit on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's that type of thing.
I always look up weird stuff, though. I look up, like, Indian MILF white lady. Or, like...
It's a crazy combo.
I always look up Ebony Threesome. I love that. Ebony Threesome. That's good.
I definitely go... I can't lie. You got me. I definitely go with the MILF.
That's Benny the Butcher's thing. You know, he likes MILFs.
I probably typed in grandma once or twice.
Oh,
right,
see,
that's enough. I'm talking to you.
See, I can't really do the grandma thing, but do I do sometimes like older, younger, and do the grandpa, and like do the 20 or 30 something? I've done that.
That's crazy. That's a dangerous place to go.
Why? 20, 25, and like 75? Like, I mean, you don't want to just check that out really quick to see what's going on?
Nah, you lost me with the grandpa thing. I can't get down with that one.
So, Benny, okay, so you've been in quarantine. You have a record quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about that record.
I had the name of the record Quarantine before I even wrote a bar, because I just wanted to, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to let people know what I've been doing. I'm quarantined, but this is what I'm doing. I'm working and I'm going harder, and I'm just still on my job. I'm just Benny the Butcher, is still being Benny the Butcher in the middle of the quarantine, working, getting things done, rapping my ass off. You know what I'm saying?
So
and you can find that record, and that record is on YouTube, The Mob. Make sure y'all go get that.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you about that also. That's with my boyfriend, Rick Hyde.
He right here. Where he
at? Where's Rick?
Rick Hyde Rick. Right here.
Hi, Rick. You forgot about me already? Your white, boom, boom. Your white older girlfriend?
Jenny Boom, what's up, Dave?
How are you? Wow, Rick, that's you look a girl. Lot richer. You look a lot richer than the last time I saw you. What's going on?
Hey. You know, I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed and highly favored. What's up with you?
Yeah, and you look thinner, too. What's going on over here, Benny?
Richard Hyde.
Wait, Benny, you just got the Black Soprano family. Yes. You got them signed, right, to E1?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Well, they got their own self signed, but I just middlemaned it.
Okay. That's dope. You know what I'm
saying?
How important is it for you
Real
to
hi, my boy Heen.
Hi, how are
everybody.
You? I know you're on that record too. Heen. Okay, whatever. how important is it for you to get these folks put on?
Oh man, it's super important, because like I tell people a lot of times that Benny the Butcher, me, I'm just the face of what's been going on, but all of these dudes been behind me for a number of years, and they deserve a shot the same way I deserve it. And it feel good to be the one to help them, like, get the shot. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, I'm like Tony the Tiger. You only see Tony the Tiger in the commercials and on a box of cereal. He does not make the cornflakes. You know what I'm saying? He does not put the cornflakes in the bag. So these dudes, you know what I'm saying, who behind me, who been on my first tour with me, my second tour, on the Griselda tours. And when you think Black Soprano Family and Benny, you got to think these dudes too.
That's dope. Now with this Black Soprano Family project coming out, is it true that it's gonna be a Gangsta Grills, like with Drama?
Yes, it is. Oh. Yes, it is. It's very true. Shout out DJ Drama, man. Very so true.
How did that even happen? Because I feel like, when's the last time we heard a Gangsta Grills? It's been a minute.
It's been a while.
And does Drama visit Buffalo, New York, or?
Yo, we both in Atlanta. Drama in Atlanta, we in Atlanta. So
you're in Atlanta right now?
Yeah. Okay. You know, New York State is fucked up with the coronavirus. I'm not going nowhere near New York State right now.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Speaking of that, West Side Gun, he had it, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. That must have been very scary.
Yeah. He told me about it, how he was in a hospital and it was kicking his ass for a couple of days.
That's like terrifying. Tell him that we, you know, hope for the best for him. He's doing much better though, right?
Yeah, he's doing much better. He's doing good. He out living his life. He good. I'm happy he beat that.
Yeah, and of course he's got his Pray for Paris project out too.
That's going crazy.
Congratulations to him getting rave reviews.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Benny, I know that you were really great friends with Fred the Godson.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to talk a little bit about Fred and the fact that he passed away? I mean, it's just so devastating for, you know, his friends like us, but also the hip hop. Just completely.
Right. And man, that's a sad thing, you know what I mean? He got a family and everything like that, so I feel for them. And I'm not gonna lie, you know, that really hit the closest to home for me, because, you know what I mean, I got asthma problems too. My asthma is fucked up too. You feel what I'm saying? So it's you know, it's crazy. It's a big loss, you know what I'm saying? And rest in peace, Fred, and shout out to his family.
That must have really hit home for you, especially if you do deal with those types of health issues. My son has the same type of condition, and we've been pretty scared.
Yeah. Definitely. It's definitely a scare and an eye-opener. And it's like, you know what I mean? I got to be more careful and you know what I mean? And, you know, it's just fucked up, man. I just hope that this come to and everybody take care of themselves and just be safe out there.
But you're in Atlanta, where it's open now. So, I mean, have you been going out? And are you going out?
from home to the studio, from studio to home.
That's good.
Nowhere else.
That's smart.
Yeah, I shop online. I eat cooked food. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just being careful.
Yeah. Because I mean, I even asked Meech earlier when we open up here in CT on May 20th, like, is everybody going to be out all of a sudden?
Right.
Benny?
No, no, it won't. You know, people been asking me about shows. And people been asking me about shows and stuff. But I think when they do let people out like May 20th, people is not going to come out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is still going to wait to see how it go. If they smart, that's what I think people should do.
Yeah. Well, actually, I saw, and I'm not kidding around about this, if you go on TMZ today, they showed a suit that a company in LA is developing for people to go to concerts. And the suit looks like a space suit to wear in the concert.
I might need that.
Are you going to be up there on stage?
Yeah, I'm going to need you to send me that link, Jenny.
Looking like Daft Punk.
That's wild.
I saw. Bro, get the Griselda 187 on the back of it. I need that. You know what I'm saying?
I saw a video earlier. It was like you know how they be having like the drive through movies. They had like somebody performing on stage, and then they had like a whole bunch of cars just pull up and watch them. So I'm just looking at that. Like that might be, you know what I'm saying? Like something that we might see in the future too. Like it's crazy.
Man, I think. People are just definitely making people more creative and you got to tap into the hustler, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, businesses is closing, you know, the Rust tour I was supposed to be on the Rust tour, the Shake the Globe tour. It was postponed and that was a six-figure move for me. So definitely people got to come out with their tricks up their sleeve and come up with something like to help, like make up for the money.
I was just going to ask you about that because so many artists have these deals now where they don't make a ton of money off, obviously, they're making music, but they make a ton of money off of their merchandise and touring. So it's really been affecting a lot of people in the music industry.
Yeah, man, it's been affecting people. And, man, I think this situation will also encourage artists that they need to save their money, they need to take care, they need to make better decisions and put themselves in a position where that if something like this happened again, you know, they could survive for a while. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how it's go. These dudes get this money and they spend it quick. But I'm going to say this. I'm super straight. You know what I'm saying? I made some business decisions and I put my money up. Whereas that I'm not fucking like about to, you know what I mean? Have to rob a bank to eat. You know what I mean? Because this shit stopped the shows. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel like because you're, and I don't want to sound kind of messed up in saying this about you, Benny, but the fact that you're a little older, I think you've probably, and it took a while for everything to get going the way you needed it to get going, which I think is always the best way to have a career. I think a slow climb is incredible compared to shooting up and then you fall quickly, right?
Right.
So with that, I'm thinking that because you guys are all a little bit older, you know, you guys probably made some great decisions that way. You're more conscious of building a future.
Right. And you're 100% right. That definitely played a big part in it because if I was probably like 21 years old, I don't know if I'd be able to say the same about 21-year-old Benny, the decisions I would have been making with all this new money coming in. But being older and having bigger responsibilities and having more people depend on me definitely make me move a little smarter.
Right. Yeah, I agree. So wait, Michi's very excited about these records that you have coming out with Drake.
Yeah. What's going on with that, man? I'm here. It might be a record for you. And then Drake might have a record featuring you as well.
Man, that's how I was looking, man. To be honest with you, I thought I wasn't sure was he going to put it on that joint that he just dropped. So maybe he's tucking it for the album. But you know I'm saying it's just the opportunity and it's just a blessing to even get a call like that from a person like that. So let's hope the record come out on that album, baby.
He's such a huge fan of yours. Jay-Z is a huge fan of yours. I mean, it's just incredible the love that you're getting in the industry.
I think the Benny the Butcher flow, the Griselda, the Griselda formula has kind of been like reminiscent to people. You know what I'm saying? It reminds people of something that we all miss and we all love that all helped groom us in. And
you mean New York hip hop, like real New York hip hop?
Yeah. Right. Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know, people like that, you know what I mean? No matter what level they are, no matter what level they on, no matter how far they are in their career, they always want to, like, pay homage to that lane of hip-hop, and that's dope. I think that's real stand up with them because they don't have to.
Right. I agree. And Eminem was, you know, just talking in the press about the fact that he's been, you know, quarantined, but he's been writing. And have you been talking to Eminem at all about collaborating on anything new or?
No, I haven't. I haven't. Maybe I should. Maybe I should put that call in, huh?
I think you should. Because, yeah. I mean,
and let me just, why he's not busy? Why he's not busy?
Let me also salute you because you and Royce the 5'9", you sound incredible.
Yes, we do. I just sent Royce a record. He just sent me a ton of beats. So we're going to keep cooking.
Yeah.
The Benny and Royce formula.
But Royce is such a, like, on top of him being extremely talented, Royce is just a good person.
Man, people don't know to have. People don't know to have that the knowledge that that dude shares with up-and-coming artists. He opened up the doors to the studio. He tell me, call him anytime. And, like, people don't know to have. And when you in a position coming up, that means so much. And that means so much. And new artists, we come into this game blindly. We think that our favorite rapper is going to embrace us. But it might not be a person who you grew up listening to 24/7 who embrace you. It might just be somebody else, man. So to have somebody who I respect lyrically like that also take initiative to put me on and share game with me and almost take it as a responsibility to do it, man, that's a blessing, man. I can't speak enough about Royce. I talk about Royce in every fucking interview I do. I swear to God, I do.
Well, because he's just such a great person. Like, his energy is just amazing.
He that dude. And he don't sleep neither.
Now, I didn't know that.
Listen, this is a story. I might never tell you this story. The first night I met Royce, we was coming off a tour. It was a tour stop. So we literally took the tour van and crashed at his studio. This dude sleeping in this room, that room, that room. But this is my first time meeting Royce, and he's working. So I'm watching. And then that's when we do the song for my album. And then he asked me, do I got more mute? He's like, yo, you could do, let's do another one. Let's do another one. But I'm sleepy as fuck. But I don't want to, like, I don't want him telling a story like, man, you went to sleep that night. Remember that night we first kicked it? So I had to be up. I had to, like, challenge myself to fight and stay up and keep recording with this dude.
Well, Betty, I feel like Royce is such a nice person. If you said you're tired, he would have let you go to bed. But okay.
He would have brought it up. Because he brought it up about Wes. He said, yeah, Wes will sleep on my couch. He brought it up.
So Benny's like, yes, I did the right thing. So what is next for you, Conway, West High Gun? Like, what's happening next for Griselda Records?
Oh, man. Bigger moves, bigger situations. Major solo debut on Shady. You about to hear more from me. I'm about to make some big moves. It's like I keep telling people. I'm about to make a move, a big move that is going to be under, it's going to go under the screen on, you know, what it'd be the ticker on your TV at the bottom, like news, is going to be breaking news. You know what I'm saying? When I make this move,
you know, is Wes, it going to be like CNN news or, cause I'm getting nervous now. Like what are you about to do? CNN,
not CNN news, not like, not nothing like that, but like, it's going to be big news, man. It's a big elevation and I'm just thankful. So you can expect that from Griselda. We're going to always be Griselda. Bigger moves, hustling hard, and challenging ourselves to get better lyrically and feed the culture.
Michi, you weren't there, I think, the last time or the time before when Benny was in with me, but
yeah,
he said something under his breath that I just thought was just amazing. He said, "Shit, I've been living in the projects. I was living in the projects just a couple years ago, and then look at how far he's come now."
Right,
unbelievable.
No, for real, for real, for real. Yo, somebody check the door, see if Indy out there. No, yeah, and it's just trusting and staying faithful to my hustle and my grind. You know, a lot of people don't stay faithful to their hustle. When they get hired, when they get put in front of that brick wall, I'm saying they fold or they go elsewhere. You just got to stay faithful to your hustle and believe in yourself, because that's how other people around you gonna start believing in you when they see how you go so hard for yourself. And I feel like I've done that and it paid off. You know what I'm saying? And thanks to Wes and Conway, just everybody who helped me.
Was there a time, though, that you second-guessed yourself? Because I can only imagine as a new artist and you get into a room with a bunch of people with a ton of money and a ton of power that maybe at some time you're afraid to ask, you're afraid to say something to them. Was there any time that you felt like that?
Yeah, plenty of times. You know what I'm saying? It's like you said, I'm an older person, so... pursuant to this, I was in situations where I had to tell myself, like, well, you just got out of prison, nigga. You're broke. You know, you might not ever sign a record deal. And I had to tell myself, then it became, it wasn't about the things, I'm focusing on the things that I can control. And then when I signed my Griselda deal, I'm like, okay, at least I'm going to get out the projects. At least I'm going to make a few dollars. But after seeing that they really going to open up the doors for us, I'm thinking like, you know what? I could be the king of New York one day.
Well, you're definitely headed there. Do you agree, Michi?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And you're so, you must be kind of rich now, huh? I mean, I know you don't want to talk up. I mean, I could probably look up your worth on, I just Google it. But I mean, you must feel pretty secure in your situation.
I Googled it. They're a couple zeros short on there.
Really? I want to look to see what it says. I want to look up Benny.
Nah, don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. I mean, but get off the interview and then look.
But that must be incredible. That must be an incredible feeling to be able to take care of your family now and not have to worry so much about things.
Man, and that's a blessing, man. And when I talk about these things, I don't talk about it to brag, but you know what I'm saying? I came from the mud. My struggle is like anybody else's struggle. So to finally to be put in that position, you gotta be responsible about it. You gotta be thankful and grateful. You just gotta do the right thing. But man, God is good. And I just wanna continue to keep getting these racks like that, because these racks are crazy. You feel what I'm saying? I want people to know I don't record deal. I don't have a record deal. I still got 3 whips in my driveway, 2 houses. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll tell you, now that I know that you have so many cars and houses and things, whenever I want to come visit Buffalo, New York, I'll give you a call. I'm going to use one of your cars and stay in one of the houses. Is that okay?
Nah, I got you. I give you one of the wings and a vehicle to drive. You good.
Well, I ain't coming during the winter, though.
Nah, come summertime. You got to come in the summertime when it's lit.
Yeah, because Buffalo, New York in the winter, that's treacherous.
I'm not in Buffalo. I'm in Atlanta. I got 2 spots in Atlanta.
I'm sorry, I forgot. So I'm coming to Atlanta.
Come on. Exactly. Come down south. Some of the southern hospitality.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Benny. I appreciate it. When's your album coming out, my friend?
This summer. I don't got a date on it, but just know, man, I want the people to know that I'm gonna be feet in the streets this summer. Letting up. Years since I dropped June and plugged him out, I set the standard so high that I'm never going backwards. So this summer, they're getting something from me.
Thank you so much, Benny. Oh. We really appreciate you checking in today, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Jenny Boone, DJ Meech, man. All love. I appreciate the support.
Yes, thank sir. You. Appreciate Bye. It,
adios.
Peace.
Hey, Betty, we're doing a podcast. I'm going to call you about being on it. Hello? No, I think he left. He left the meeting already. He's like, I'm out.
I think he's still on.
Oh, Benny, are you still there? No, he's freezing up a little.
The Wi-Fi is going out.
Did the audio come through, Meech?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Hello? All right. I can't see him frozen like this. He looks like Han Solo in Star Wars when they put him in the ice capsule.
Hold on. I'm trying to...
You're trying to what?
Trying to remove him, but it's not letting me remove him.
Oh my God. Imagine he's stuck there tomorrow. Oh, there we go. Stuck there tomorrow when we're trying to do the dirt report.
You like, see him Benny. At the bottom.
He's like...